Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right. Yeah, we've been covering national politics, state politics, local politics as well. And on the line with us right now is the next commissioner from St. Clair County's District 3, which takes in Port Huron, much of Port Huron, Lisa Beaton. She's on the line with us right now. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you so much.
You, of course, have been serving on the Port Huron City Council, and I don't know what the rules are, if you can serve on both or not. What are your plans as far as your city council seat goes?
Well, I will be relinquishing my city council seat towards the end of the year. I do want to finish out 2020 on the city council, as I don't take the oath of office for the commissioner until January.
Okay.
And I did look into it, if I can be honest with you, Paul. I did look into it to see if I could do both. And there's a Michigan law that says I can only hold one seat at a time.
Okay, fair enough. Wait, if that law weren't in place, would you have considered doing both?
Just in a more of like a curiosity. I don't think that I could be productive or as effective holding both. It was more of a curiosity than really anything that I planned on doing.
For people that haven't served in public office before, I mean, there's a lot more than just showing up every other Monday to City Hall for the meetings. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into that, isn't there?
There is. You know, a lot of times, well, our city manager, James Free, does a great job of briefing us so that we're not blindsided by things when they, you know, maybe hit the newspaper or, you know, things like that. So we are getting updates all the time. There are things that we attend, events that we attend where we represent the city. You know, the mayor does a great job of ribbon cuttings and, you know, those high-level meetings. But certainly we're at the table for those as well. And then, of course, you know, one of the big things that city council is responsible for is the budget and making sure that the city has the things, the tools, and the resources that are needed, but are also being fiscally responsible to the citizens. So, you know, there's a lot of research and conversation that goes on before we do show up to those meetings on Monday night.
A lot of similarities in your new role with the County Board of Commissioners. Some differences, too. What do you anticipate being the main difference between serving as a city council member and a county commissioner?
The county commissioners actually sit on several boards and represent the county on those. An example is Howard Heidemann currently represents the county commissioners on the St. Clair County Health Department Board. And so he attends those meetings. He would then bring those reports forward to the county commissioners. And if there were things that need to be talked about or voted on, he would be the one to lead that and to see it through.
Why did you decide to run for county commission? Why not just stay on city council?
So that's a good question. I think that it was one of those things, Paul, where someone had brought it up to me kind of in a casual way, like, hey, you know, like this would be a great next step for you. And, you know, my initial response was, you know, Howard's in the seat right now and he's doing a good job. Like I'm not going to like push. I'm just getting started on city council and kind of getting my feet under me there. And then Howard decided that he wanted to kind of retire or step away from such a high-level position in the county. And so it became something for me to seriously consider. And I'm of the firm belief that we need to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. We need to lean into those. And I've talked all throughout my campaign that people, especially women, when we're presented with opportunity that we opt out. We say, oh, I'm not qualified, or oh, you know, so and so could do a better job, and we just aren't leaning in. And I think now more than ever, we need to be encouraging other people, encouraging diversity, and looking for opportunities for us as individuals to lean in, and then for those around us to become involved.
That's a pretty good answer. What do you? We're talking with Lisa Beaton, recently elected to the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. Lisa, what do you think the biggest challenge facing the county is going to be in the next year or so?
I think really we're in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's really a lot of moving pieces with that. Certainly in the healthcare world, but also with our local economies and our small businesses, and it's really, you know, how do we support our small businesses? How do we, you know, continue to be good stewards of grants and dollars that are available to us as a county? You know, I think there's just a lot of unknown right now. You know, are we getting a vaccine? Are we not getting a vaccine? You know, we're seeing our numbers go up in St. Clair County, and, you know, that makes us all a little cautious. And so I think it'll be however we can come out of this pandemic to support our businesses. You know, I talked earlier about seeing some projects through, like the Harrington Inn or the St. Clair Inn and some other projects in the county. But really, there's a larger factor at play, and that really is, you know, do we have the workforce post-COVID? You know, are people, what does the economy look like as we continue through this pandemic?
Yeah, it's a lot of unknowns, that's for sure, and be interesting to see how it all comes out the next year or so. Lisa, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning, and I wish you all the best on the County Board of Commissioners. Congratulations again on your win this week.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, you too. Bye-bye.